This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, talking to Congressman Peter DeFazio about the Middle East situation. Congressman, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, obviously, since the events of Friday when the president ordered a military strike on the top commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, there's been a lot of discussion, a lot of controversy, a lot of debate, and we've been hearing from those of you in Congress as well. What's your assessment of the situation, what took place, and what's happened since then?
Well, both President Bush and President Obama considered taking out Soleimani. He was a bad guy, and they decided that the consequences would be so extreme and so extraordinary that it was a bad idea. And now Trump, on a whim and a tweet, has decided to do this. This is now unfolding. He sent out another tweet saying that Congress is hereby notified that he can attack Iran by tweet. That's not the way the Constitution works. That's not the way the War Powers Act works. That's totally inadequate. And this week, I expect we'll have a vote in the House on legislation that passed last summer with 24 Republicans and all the Democrats saying the president does not have the authority to unilaterally attack Iran, and they must come to Congress and ask for a declaration of war under the Constitution of the United States.
Now, you have for quite a while been spent time talking about the War Powers Act, both with criticism of Republican and Democratic administrations alike.
Sure. War Powers was passed in reaction to Richard Nixon's secret bombing of Cambodia, but numerous presidents have acted without, complying with War Powers. That would include, President Reagan, President Clinton, President Bush, and President Obama. In the case of Libya, the War Powers Act, as adopted, was defective. It allowed a president to initiate hostilities and then tell Congress within 2 days that he or she had initiated hostilities and then withdraw after 60 days if Congress doesn't approve. I've rewritten the law. I've introduced it, and I'm hoping my colleagues will take it up to say no. Unless it's, under the Constitution, repelling an attack on the United States, our troops, our citizens, then the president has to come to Congress and consult with Congress first and then proceed.
Now, in retaliation for this action, Iran is now putting out comments about things they plan to do or at least threatening to do. Talk about those.
Well, look. We were at a very dangerous place a few years ago. Netanyahu has been hoping to goad the United States into attacking Iran for years. And he was trying to goad the Obama administration into supporting and facilitating a Israeli attack on the nuclear facilities in Iran. Any attack that effectively eliminates their nuclear production facilities would kill tens of thousands of Iranian civilians because of where they're located. So Obama instead negotiated an end to the nuclear program, and the Iranians were complying. When Obama negotiated that, they were 6 months away from a nuclear weapon. After they destroyed facilities in compliance with that agreement, they were 2 years away. Well, 18 months ago, Trump ripped up that agreement. And now who knows how close they are. Netanyahu is worried about his reelection. He's going to be goading Trump into attacking Iran and trying to take out their nuclear facilities. This is very, very dangerous.
And a threat as well to expel American troops from parts of the region and also the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, some threats there as well.
Yeah, well, Iraq has voted, their parliament voted, to require the U.S. to withdraw from Iraqi soil. How that's going to play out, I can't tell you, but, I mean, we have relatively small bases, very few troops. There are hundreds of thousands of irregular, Shia militias in Iraq. You know, they've virtually become a a subsidiary of Iran, and I'm very concerned how that's going to play out.
What are you hearing from other members of the congressional delegation? Especially, I'm curious what you're hearing from Republicans in response to the president's recent action.
Well, we'll find out this week. Like I said, we passed legislation as an amendment to the defense authorization last summer that said no preemptive attacks on Iran, and that the president would have to come to Congress. And we had 24, it was sponsored by a Republican, and we had 24 Republicans vote for it, and every Democrat. And we're going to, I believe, vote on that again this week, and we'll see if those 24 can hold up.
All right, we're going to be continuing to follow all the things going on in the Middle East, but wanted to get a check-in this morning on one aspect of that from Congressman Peter DeFazio. Congressman, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thanks, Kyle. Happy New Year.